Good morning, everybody. Get everything situated here. Glad to see you all here today, this Sunday. I am admittedly a little nervous because I've never done a Sunday morning before. I've done Sunday afternoon and I've done Wednesday afternoon. Well, there is no other service on Wednesday except Wednesday afternoon. But I've never done a Sunday morning before. But it's all right if I don't take too long because we got potluck in the back. The sermon I have prepared this morning is about listening. Now, listening is very important, especially for the Christian, because we have the responsibility of teaching the Word of God. And when you don't listen well, you might make mistakes in talking to people, and people don't know what you're talking about, and you might not be evangelizing as well as you could. Now, I'm going to sort of intro this sermon by talking about how I like to listen. This is not biblical or anything, but when I'm in class or talking to somebody, this is just how I like to listen. So firstly, you want to make sure you look like you're listening. And this is important because if the person you're talking to doesn't think that you're listening to them, then why are they going to talk to you? And so this means, mainly for the younger generations, that you don't want to have your phone out. You want to make eye contact and you want to have good body language, hospitable body language. Hebrews 13, verse 2 says, "Don't neglect to show hospitality, for by doing this, some have welcomed angels as guests without knowing it." So hospitality needs to be one of the big things as a Christian, and we could show that when we're listening to people. I'm going to pick on Gavin a little bit here. Sometimes when he's playing a game on the computer, maybe I want to talk to him about something, and he's, really intensely looking at the computer and really getting into the game. Sometimes I may not want to talk to him because his body language isn't receptive to conversation at the moment. And another thing is to be calm. Be calm while you're talking to somebody. We talked about in the Bible class this morning, he referenced a scripture in 1 Peter. 1 Peter 3, verse 16. And it talks about being gentle. And we need to be gentle when we're talking to people in most cases. Sometimes there's a time when we could be less gentle, but in most times we should be gentle when talking to people because that way they'll be receptive to us and they'll want to listen to us. Secondly, you're going to want to listen. Now, imagine you're in a room talking with maybe somebody you don't really want to talk to. There are people that I don't want to talk to, but I need to get over that. And chances are, if you're not going to want to talk to them, you might not want to listen to them either. Now, if you don't want to listen to them, what are the chances that they're going to want to listen to you, what they say? And this goes back to the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that's Matthew 7 and verse 12. Third, you need to think about what they say. There's an old adage that goes like this. We have two ears and one mouth that we can listen twice as much as we speak. So we need to not think about what our mouth is going to do or what we're going to say as the other person is speaking. We need to listen to what they're saying and think about the words and think about comprehending them. And we also need to have our mind be clear from anything else. I'm going to use potluck as an example again. Sometimes when my dad is preaching on a potluck day, I'll smell the food in the back and think about what might be there. And then, time goes by and the sermon is over, and I really could have listened better. Or maybe I'm in an argument, and I don't really get what they're saying because I'm too focused about trying to make my point across and thinking about what I'm going to say next. And so I say all that just to make sure that you think about what they're saying. So that's kind of the way I listen. In some ways, I've picked up here and there about what people saying listening should be like. And next is going to be the biggest part of the sermon, and that's why listening is really important. It's important because we need to be able to effectively choose the best way to evangelize, be able to discern specific times when to listen, rebuke, to be able to effectively interpret attacks against our belief, and to be able to learn from others. First, we need to be able to choose the best way to evangelize. Some would say that evangelization is the primary mission of a faithful Christian. And we'll read the Great Commission in Matthew 28, verse 16 through 20, if you'll turn with me there. Here it is, Matthew 28, verse 16 through 20. It says, "The 11 disciples traveled to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but some doubted. Jesus came near and said to them, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age.'" So it is important as a Christian that we need to go out and evangelize the word. However, different people need to be evangelized in drastically different ways. Peter, in Acts chapter 2, used a lot of scripture references when talking to Jewish people because they were familiar with the Old Testament, and that would be the most effective way to talk with them and to prove that Jesus was the Messiah. However, Paul, in Acts 7, chapter 17, evangelized. He didn't use too much Old Testament scripture because he was talking to Romans and pagans. They probably will not understand as well. Maybe they might know a little bit about it, some of them, but they probably would not be receptive to Old Testament scripture and probably would not understand it because they were more focused on reason. And the Bible says something new in verse 21. They spent their time on nothing else but telling or hearing something new. So Paul used that strategy to evangelize for the Roman population. If we do listen, we may be effectively able to prepare something that will influence the person we're evangelizing with, so we can learn more about the person and what sort of is effective with them. Next, we need to be able to discern when to listen or rebuke. Now, sometimes it's a little convoluted, but it's necessary to listen to whether you just have to listen and only listen. For example, comforting people. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 4 says, "He comforts us in all of our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any kind of affliction, through the comfort we ourselves receive from God." 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 14 says, "To comfort the discouraged." Sometimes, to comfort someone, we just need to listen to what they have to say. I sometimes find that the best strategy for making people feel better is just to hear them out and see what kind of problems they have going on in their lives. And so, but that's another time where you need to listen in order to just listen. And that's it. And there are also other times when listening is the best solution. Just staying silent and just hearing them out. But other times, we need to listen before we need to rebuke someone. Most often, if you just start criticizing someone right away, from out of nowhere, they're probably not going to be very receptive to what you have to say. However, if you listen and observe what they say and how they've responded to things in the past, you might be able to rebuke them in a way they will listen. For example, Paul in Galatians 1 verse 3 says, "Grace to you and peace from God, the Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ." And later in verse 7, he says, "There are some who are troubling you and want to distort the gospel of Christ." Of course, he doesn't put aside the fact that the Galatians have problems, but he first comes friendly to them and also acknowledges that their problems were not entirely their fault. They had some false teachers within them. Now, Paul is familiar with the church at Galatia, and he knows how to speak to them so that they might listen. Here's another example of someone in the Bible who had been rebuked, maybe in a less gentle way. Well, turn with me to Matthew 16, verse 21 and 23. Matthew 16, verse 21 and 23 says, "From then on, Jesus began to point out to his disciples that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders, chief priests, and scribes, be killed, and raised the third day. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. 'Oh no, Lord, this will never happen to you.' Jesus turned and told Peter, 'Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me because you're not thinking about God's concerns, but human concerns.'" So Peter tries to rebuke Jesus in a way here, but really Jesus ends up rebuking Peter. And he does it in a very harsh way. He calls him Satan. And if that's not harsh, I don't know what is. But in this situation, Jesus heard what Peter said. He listened to him, and he knew the best way to deal with this, the situation. And that was to rebuke him in a very harsh manner. So when we're teaching people or helping them get over their problems, we need to listen to decide best how to rebuke them. We also need to listen to be able to defend against attacks on our beliefs. In Matthew 21, verse 23 to 27, some people came to test him. Now let's read it. Let's turn there and read it. I found that I like scriptures from Matthew. Let's see here. Matthew 21, verse 23 through 27. It says, when he entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, by what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority? Jesus answered them, I will also ask you one question, and if you answer it for me, then I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Did John's baptism come from heaven, or was it of human origin? They discussed it among themselves. If we say from heaven, then he will say to us, then why didn't you believe him? But if we say of human origin, we're afraid of the crowd, because everyone considers John to be a prophet. So they answered Jesus, we don't know. And he said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. So Jesus knew what these chief priests and elders of these people, they knew what they were up to. He knew what they were up to. And he listened to their words closely so that he might be able to defend himself and also destroy their argument at the same time. So he knew that they were trying to play a trick on him, but he also knew by listening to them and observing them that they were really only after their own gain. So he uses this question to sort of put him in a catch-22. If they say one thing, they make themselves hypocrites in front of Jesus. But if they say the other thing, they get the people angry at them, which is not what they want. Second Timothy 4, verse 2 says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and teaching. And that also goes back to my rebuking point earlier. Matthew 10, verse 16 says, look, I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as serpents and as innocent as doves. So in order to defend ourselves, we have to be wise to the tricks that our attackers might be playing on us, and to always study so that we might be ready to defend ourselves. Lastly, we need to listen because we need to be able to learn from others. In Jeremiah 38, verse 4, it states, the officials then said to the king, this man ought to die because he is weakening the morale of the warriors who remain in this city and of all the people by speaking to them in this way. This man is not pursuing the welfare of this people, but their harm. Jeremiah brought what the officials and the king needed to hear, but they refused to listen because they didn't think he had anything good to say. They didn't listen, and so they did not heed the warnings that he was giving to them. If they had listened to him carefully, then they would have been warned against the Babylonian captivity that they were about to go through. Listening is integral to the Christian life for evangelism. Listening itself, or rebuking, defending the faith, and learning from others. We offer an invitation at this time, and if you hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized, you may join the church this morning. If you've listened well, you may also come up this morning, or if you have any other matters you'd like to share, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.